This is the story of the one. As a maintenance engineer, he hears things differently. To the untrained ear, everything on his shop floor might sound fine, but he can hear gears grinding or a belt slipping. So he steps in to fix the problem at hand before it gets out of hand. And he knows Granger's got the right product he needs to get the job done, which is music to his ears. Call, click Granger.com, or just stop by. Granger, for the ones who get it done.
Why scroll your feed when you can get the latest celeb news with your eyes closed? Here's fresh intelligence first to start your day.
Superpowers can't help him out of this one. Zachary Levi is being torn apart on social media after responding to a post suggesting that Pfizer, the company that developed one of the COVID-19 vaccines, could be dangerous. The incident began after Levi retweeted a post that read, "Do you agree or not, that Pfizer is a real danger to the world?" With the reply, "Hardcore agree. Here I was, actually kind of excited for your movie. But nah. I'm not supporting you now," one wrote, while another added, "Bro, are you in some kind of contest with Ezra Miller or something," referencing the Flash actor's ongoing drama that nearly lost them their job in the DCU. As social media users continued to argue on whether Levi was specifically speaking about Pfizer as a big pharma company or if he was denying the effectiveness of the COVID vaccine itself, others pointed out that the Chuck star has been known for years for making controversial comments, specifically with his outspoken approval for controversial media commentator Jordan Peterson. While everyone is dragging Zachary Levi for this, don't forget he was just one Rogan's show admiring a transphobe and didn't say a word when Rogan misgendered Elliot Page, a third Twitter critic penned alongside a video of an interview with Joe Rogan. He's scum. In the snippet, Levi described Peterson as one of the deepest thinkers who can break down human behavior and revealed that he would trust his opinions because he has a lot of integrity. Rogan then mentioned that the embattled psychologist was kicked off of Twitter, citing that he thought the number one reason was that he had deadnamed Paige, who came out as trans in 2020 and uses he/they pronouns. While discussing the issue, Rogan also used Paige's former name before correcting himself, and then went on to misgender the Juno star. Former Levi fans quickly jumped ship in the quote tweets, with various versions of "I'm out" and other comments on how disappointed they were. "I didn't know he practiced method acting," another joked. Dude really jumped into the mind of a 15-year-old to play Shazam.
Now don't you feel smarter? For more fresh intelligence, visit radaronline.com and hit subscribe.
This is the story of the one. As a maintenance engineer, he hears things differently. To the untrained ear, everything on his shop floor might sound fine, but he can hear gears grinding or a belt slipping. So he steps in to fix the problem at hand before it gets out of hand. And he knows Granger's got the right product he needs to get the job done, which is music to his ears. Call, click Granger.com, or just stop by. Granger, for the ones who get it done.